Focus on flowers.
June is the month when many weddings are scheduled, and it is also a time when our gardens are at their peak. In the Northern Hemisphere, the summer solstice, the time when the sun is farthest from the equator, is June 21st or 22nd. And June 24th is St. John's Day, and the evening before that day was celebrated by the ancients as Midsummer's Eve, when the sun seems to stand still in the sky. It is probably not a coincidence that there are lots of flowers available in June, when there are always lots of weddings. Some June brides like to carry informal bouquets of garden flowers, and these are easy and inexpensive to make, as well as charming. All that is needed is some satin ribbon. If Victorian posy-shaped bouquets are desired, the materials needed to make them are usually available at craft stores. The easiest centerpieces for the tables at wedding receptions are those where flowers are just floated in bowls of water after their stems have been snipped off. And even wedding cakes can be decorated easily with fresh flowers. Sprigs of herbs can also be used, for example, rosemary, which signifies remembrance, and ivy for undying affection. Orange blossom is often a favorite flower for weddings, and since it is one of the few flowers that blooms and fruits simultaneously, it was originally used to symbolize a bride's ability to be both pure and fertile. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on wedding flowers.